Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
You asked a question this week in our Heartbeat, which was, do you need peace in your life?
Yes, I do.
I think there would be only a very few number of people who say no.
I don't think they shouldn't say no at all.
You don't think anyone?
No.
No. We all lack peace at different times. You know, we might be sailing well for a little bit, but then
Something disturbs us.
Either people doing something to us or us just all of a sudden for some reason
observing
just feeling anxious.
Yes.
Yeah. Or we look at the world and that can unsettle our peace because of wars happening or different decisions being made in governments, not sure what's going to happen next. And I think for many of us, our lives can be full of worry and despair. And for some of us to different degrees. You know, some of us, to be honest, do need to go and talk to someone professionally about what's overwhelming us and we need help. That's an important thing to do. God would say we need to do those things as well as lean on him because he gives us these practical tools to help us. And then others of us, I think, you know, we have worry and despair just in moments of different situations that arise. And you also said like this can be reflected in our bodies. We can start to feel sick because of how anxious we are.
Yeah, I think sometimes, not everything, but some of our diseases that we have are from us being unpeaceful. Mm. Think of even just acid in the stomach because you worry so much.
Yeah.
You start then getting ulcers, you start getting the reflux, so you have to take antacids and, you know, you're stressed about stuff. Well, the stress is causing us to have bodily, physical ailments that if they're not nipped in the bud or looked after, can actually cause long-term disease.
Mm. You also mentioned the word restlessness, there can be a restlessness in us. And I think that's a really good word because there are times where I wouldn't have described myself as anxious, but I'm like, but I feel
restless.
Restless. And I think that's just a good description of at times in life a feeling that we go through or just being on edge about something, you know. And so I suppose that's another way of anxiousness, but I just think that's a really good description. Or even just lacking in confidence, you know. There's just an unsettledness about us. But as you encourage us in our Heartbeat, with God we find peace and he is everything that we need. And you shared from a scripture which is a scripture that many of us would have heard before, which is in Matthew 6. And it starts at verse 25. And actually, if you look in your Bible, often it has a heading above certain sections. And this one says, do not worry.
Yep.
So it's quite obvious about kind of what it's going to be about.
It stands out there and there.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
And what I love in it is, though, it does say in verse 32, halfway through verse 32, it says, indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. So after everything you've worried about, because usually needing something fixed, that's why you're worrying about something.
Don't have enough income, can't pay the way the bills, can't provide here, don't have enough food, I don't have the ability, I don't have the courage or strength, I don't, you know, all these things.
And this is reminding us, God knows.
God knows
all the things you need. And then it gives us the next thing that we should do in times where we're feeling this restlessness, anxiousness. It says, but strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So when we're stressed, when we're unpeaceful, when we're anxious, when we're that restlessness, what should we do? Strive first for God.
Yeah.
Which really means seek.
Seek the peace that he can bring.
He can give
only
you.
Only he can bring.
And you remind us of that in John's gospel, where it says that Jesus says, peace I give you, my peace I leave you. And he's saying this when he's about to talk about to the promise of the Holy Spirit. So he's about to go back to the Father. He knows that he's getting closer to being crucified. And he says, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit and you're going to experience this peace. And then, as you remind us, he also says that when he does come back, so when he's being crucified, but he comes down to the disciples again, who are, you know, all in a room scared, as he enters the room, he says, peace.
Same.
And he just reminds, whenever God comes into our life, he always brings us peace. There's no anxiousness when you're with God.
No.
But then one of the verses of scripture that you shared that I really loved was in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. And I'm going to read it. I'm just getting it now. It says, those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. What does that tell us? That when we trust in God, he gives us peace. But if you continue into verse 4, it says, trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock. Again, just reminding us of
the steadfastness of the of Lord.
God.
The constancy, the he doesn't change, his complete love.
Hmm.
Like everything God does is pure and complete and whole. And so when he tells us peace, it's a wholeness.
Mm.
It's not like just a partial, a flitting feeling. You know, oh, I'll reduce your feelings so then you feel better.
Mm.
No, it's a complete peace that he sends us.
Mm.
And that actually, I find sometimes speaks so much to others who aren't Christian when they go, whoa, how can you not worry and look what's happening?
Mm.
Why are you so peaceful? And it's something that you can actually speak from to others, saying, it's God who's given me this.
Yeah, peace.
It's a gift from him.
Mm.
And it's available to everybody.
Mm. Yeah, it's an interesting point that you make, because if we all, every human, I think, experiences
some sort of worry or
stress, anxiousness,
yes,
and being that feeling of unpeaceful. And how many of us are living in that state of just being stressed all the time?
Yes.
So many people in the world are.
Yes.
Like moving from one thing to the next. But as Christians, we can move from one thing to the next. It's all right to have lots of stuff on and
be busy
and situations that arise, but we can live in it with that peace that God gives us, where we don't have to be unsettled.
No.
You know, something, I'd have to look it up, but I'm sure it says somewhere in the Bible, I've heard other people talk about it before, like people can't rob you of your joy and peace.
Yes.
Like with God, with that in you, they can take your house, they can take clothes, they can take money, they can take stuff.
They can take your life, body life.
But they can't take you of your joy or peace.
No.
If God's there with you, you know? So it just is a reminder of just how much God wants to give us that joy and peace. Like the fact that his words to the disciples, as soon as he sees them after rising from the dead, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, that's what Jesus gives us.
Because as he walked into the room,
mm,
through the door, you know how, yeah, you often see him, he's through, yeah, the walls or whatever, yeah, he knew straight away what was in each of their hearts.
Mm.
He knew the worry,
mm,
that they'd been under and in, because, mm, it's like, oh my goodness, am I going to be captured and tortured and killed now? Mm. They hadn't yet received the gift of the Holy, mm, Spirit to give them the boldness and the courage and the strength they needed. Mm. So as he walked in, he knew straight away what he needed to tell them.
Mm.
I'm the giver of peace to you.
Mm.
I leave you with this peace.
Mm.
Take on this peace, because, mm, you're, yeah, too worried.
So what does it mean for us in our everyday life? That when we're going to work and we've got a big meeting coming up, that God goes to us, no, no, I'm giving you peace.
I'm leaving this peace with you. Take this peace on.
Yeah.
You know when it says putting on the armor,
mm,
in Romans, and it talks about putting on the shoes of peace, mm, meaning what, we walk in God's peace. So where we walk, we're going into a work and maybe it's going to be a confrontational meeting, or there's unpeacefulness and restlessness or anxiety or worry, or the work gives us worry. No, put on the shoes of peace,
mm,
and walk in his way, and peace will be with you.
Mm.
And we've got to remember that.
Mm.
So it is like a putting on.
Yeah.
It is a taking. God says, I give you it. I leave it with you, but, mm, you've got to take it on.
Mm.
You can just still be there. The gift can still be unwrapped.
Unwrapped, yeah.
You've got to unwrap it,
mm,
and take it on.
So I think the weekly challenge is to put our shoes on
this week, our shoes
of peace.
Yes.
For wherever we go.
Yes.
And that's particularly obviously for situations where maybe there's confrontation.
Could be receiving that peace.
Like, yeah, trying to get the kids up for school in the morning and get them out, you know, of the house on time.
All this family confrontation.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, many families that are split.
Mm.
You know, single mums, single dads trying to do so much by themselves.
Mm.
Take on that peace that God will give you.
Mm.
He does give us.
Mm. And he says he knows our needs and he gives us that peace.
Yeah.
So we hope that that chat has really blessed you this week. We look forward again to chatting with you next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.